swear that you want some in love for the day. Fit in your Western, drink in the one. Sit on the floor, star. Your booty, booty, baby, then get that I'm a king guy. Up on your zoom car. Take a fitting, a fitting, I'm a friend, I'm a man, where you are.
Of the Ngoma Awards 2025 is calling your name. Get yourself Ngoma Awards tickets at only 250 Kwacha East at any ShopRite store, and guess what? You instantly stand a chance to win a trolley dash. All you have to do is buy two tickets, take a picture with them, and send it straight to Power FM WhatsApp line on 0955-997-997. Just like that, you're in the draw. Don't miss out and be part of the celebration. Be part of the Ngoma Awards 2025. Grab those tickets. Snap that pic and let the excitement begin. Ngoma Yalila.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Bill 7, a potential threat to Zambia's democracy, warns lawmaker. Voluntary doctors to withdraw labor. In international news, Tshisekedi accuses Rwanda of breaking ceasefire within 24 hours. And in sports, consistency in qualification key to winning AFCON, Katongo.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trasses. Continue, a member of parliament, Sunday Chanda, says Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 has the potential to weaken democracy by shifting the power to choose members of parliament from voters to political parties. Speaking on a Facebook post monitored by Power FM News, Mr. Chanda further raised concerns about proposed changes to Articles 57 and 72(8), arguing that they create an unequal system for filling vacant parliamentary seats. According to the bill, any vacancy involving an independent MP would still lead to a by-election within 90 days, allowing citizens to elect a new representative. But for party-backed MPs, Article 72(8) would permit political parties to handpick replacements without consulting the electorate. And Mr. Chanda states that this approach effectively turns parliamentary seats into party assets, reducing the accountability MPs owe to their constituents. And he warned that such a system would open the door for parties to pressure MPs or influence vacancies for internal gain, while independents remain entirely answerable to the public. Mr. Chanda has since stressed that every parliamentary vacancy should be decided by the voters, insisting that only the people have the authority to choose or replace their leaders. In a separate development, Foreign Affairs Minister Mulambo Haimbe says he is ready to take on United Liberal Party President Sakwiwa Skota in a debate on Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7. This follows Mr. Skota's public challenge to President Hakainde Hichilema for a live one-on-one discussion on what he calls the dangers contained in the proposed amendments. But Mr. Hainbe explained that President Hichilema has major national responsibilities and is therefore unavailable for such a debate. Mr. Hainbe has volunteered to step in, saying the issues raised are legal and constitutional and fall squarely within his expertise. He has reiterated his readiness to face Mr. Sikota in a public debate to clarify the government's position on the bill.
President Hichilema has got a lot of work to do, running the country, running the economy. What you want to discuss and debate State Council is a legal issue. So why don't we take up the challenge ourselves? I invite you, State Council, let you and me, State Council to State Council, lawyer to lawyer, have a conversation, a public debate about Bill 7, so that we talk about the issues that are really there. What are the challenges that you who are opposed to the view face? And I'll speak to the facts about why we believe as government, why we believe as the people, it's not just government alone, but others who agree with Bill 7. I am asking you, and perhaps using your own words, State Council, challenging you, let us have a debate, one-on-one, lawyer-to-lawyer, man-to-man.
Volunteer doctors say they will stop reporting for duty next Friday, December 19th, after government failed to keep its promise to recruit them by the end of this year. The group seeking through the Resident Doctors Association of Zambia president, Dr. Paul Chiwe, say they feel abandoned as there has been no roadmap or communication on their employment. Dr. Chiwe says the doctors have been working long hours, sometimes the whole month without rest, and often without any income, yet they continue treating patients with compassion. He says the decision to down tools is not a strike against the public, but a call for dignity, fairness and clarity. The association argues that no health system can depend on unpaid workers. RDAZ has advised all health facilities to adjust their duty rosters to reduce disruptions once volunteer doctors withdraw their services next week. The National Housing Authority, NHA, has signed a major agreement to deliver 10,000 new housing units across the country. The NHA has entered into a memorandum of understanding with OGOs, Zambia, with the first phase, 2,000 houses, scheduled to break ground in March 2026. OGOs Zambia Managing Director Americo Del Almeida said the project is among the organization's largest social transformation initiatives in Zambia. Mr. Almeida stated that this development will come with a complete upgrade of infrastructure, including improved water systems, roads, sewer lines, electricity and other essential services to support a new community.
Creating services for the people that will eventually live here. And ultimately, ONGOS and NHA are just conduits. We want people in houses fundamentally. We just want to make sure that it gets to every Zambian at an affordable rate.
Meanwhile, Ministry of Housing, Infrastructure and Urban Development Permanent Secretary Professor Albert Malama has welcomed the partnership, calling it a milestone towards reducing Zambia's housing deficit. Professor Malama added that the project will also open supply chain opportunities for small and medium enterprises.
This initiative aligns fully with the aspirations of the 8th National Development Plan, which prioritizes infrastructure development and inclusive human settlement. It further contributes to our Vision 2030 objective of transforming Zambia into a prosperous middle-income nation through improved access to quality housing and uplifted living standards.
NHA board chairperson Nalukwe Milapo says the authority will provide land for the project while OGO Zambia will handle the financing. She explained that collaboration marks a long-term commitment to improving housing delivery and boosting agribusinesses development in the country.
We therefore encourage all Zambians, including our civil servants, to participate in this initiative as it will provide an opportunity for our people to own houses. This project will have broader socio-economic benefits for our people, especially the youth.
In international news, authorities in Tanzania are warning people to stay at home on Tuesday, saying that protests planned to mark the country's Independence Day are unlawful and